President Kennedy signed wage equity legislation back in 1963, but women say all these years later, they are still earning far less than their male counterparts for the same work. Karen King heads the Erie County Commission on the Status of Women.
According to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, drawing from the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey data, women in New York State, as you've heard, make approximately 89 cents on the dollar compared to white men. In Erie County, it is approximately 78 cents compared to white men.
King and others say the gaps are even wider for women of color. They're calling on New York State to pass legislation that would ban the practice of using salary history to set a wage for a possible hire. Ending that, they say, would break a cycle of women being underpaid throughout their careers. Legislator Barbara Miller Williams.
When you ask about salary histories, it harms women who seek to reenter the workforce, since their last salary may no longer reflect current market conditions or their current qualifications. By assuming a woman is able to achieve pay parity later in her career, the initial disparity in pay has an impact on their retirement accounts as well as Social Security benefits.
The State Assembly has passed a ban on wage history discrimination, but it's still up for discussion in the Senate. Governor Cuomo, meanwhile, has introduced a proposal that would prevent the practice by any public or private entity that does business with Albany. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.